Blog Talk Radio.
Call in at 424-222-5343 and discuss today's topic of discussion, which is Formation, the video and song performance by Beyonce at the Super Bowl. This week, you know, I'm going to set up, I try to make everything a little comical, a little funny, but we're going to talk about what led to, you know, all the events that are going on that led to the Formation video and the ridiculous backlash against Beyonce for being proud to be a black woman. You know, it seems like black pride to many, many ignorant people automatically means, you know, anti-white. And part of that reasoning comes from the fact that when they established white pride and when they established white supremacy, their main tenet was anti-black. So they figure anybody that's going to be proud to be black is automatically going to be like them. You know, it's automatically going to be, you know, try to take their nice things away from them that they took from somebody else. One of our European sisters, one of our white sisters, said on Facebook that she is disgusted with the way many racist white people are acting. She said, don't be fooled. There's as many as 30 to 45% of white people who are extremely racist. This was coming from one of our own white sisters, a white European descendant people in America. So we went to the Super Bowl, and I know you all saw, you know, some of those crappy calls that were called out against Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. We had people that were upset at him for dancing and just all types of ridiculous things, you know. And then you had people comparing and saying, you know, well, when white football stars, I mean, let's just call it out, when a black football star or any athlete is accused of beating a wife or beating a girlfriend or beating a kid, it is taken to the extreme and they are dragged through the mud. But then, you know, you find out that these other white athletes have had the same problems and more, multiple infractions, and the media has barely mentioned their names, you know. And this goes back to what black people have been saying for the latter part of 100 years, that a greater part of the people that are in power are not fair, but they have to have the illusion of fairness so that there's an illusion that they actually were ingenuitive and fair in the creation of their wealth. A lot of you all don't understand that when someone is unwilling to admit racism, it's not just about admitting that you aren't as far in life as you should, they held you down. The flip side of that is that they are farther in life than they should be simply because they're white. And many people have been taught and told and ingrained that they're just smarter and better than you. So, you know, racism is a two-pronged, well, it's more than two-pronged, it's multifaceted and everything. It's the reason why they took Egypt and tried to make it some fictitious race. They tried to make it anything but black. Anybody who knows history knows that Egypt called Nubia home, and anybody who knows Nubia straight out of the belly of Africa. They looked very, very, very West African, as a matter of fact. So, you know, we do know that Egypt is black. Ancient Egypt is black. The Arabs did not come to Egypt until 700 AD. So, you know, please know your history. Don't let the Arabs fool you into thinking that, you know, Egypt was just always Arab. It was not. Which is why, you know, they defaced and debased the monuments to change the features. But anyway, so Cam Newton in the Super Bowl, we know there were some controversial calls. I honestly believe that first call that they called a fumble, which was not a fumble, I believe that first call gave the game to Peyton. No, and Peyton, you know, it's, you know, Peyton Manning, you know, you got to think in terms of the football league, the people betting on the game. You know, everybody was hyping up that the Carolina Panthers was going to win. So you got people with money interests who were out there who probably vested their money in Cam because betting against the popular candidate wields the greatest yield. On top of that, you also have to think about it. So many racist people were very much against Cam Newton, the quarterback, dancing and behaving, you know, because, you know, they don't like too many self-assured, strong black men that can think. Let's just get that out there. So, you know, they were against him. So could you imagine if had he won? Now, you had people, you already had, you know, non-black people that were rioting and celebrating because Peyton won. Could you imagine the carnage and the rioting and the gnashing of teeth had Cam won? So it was pretty much in the best interest of the country and of certain people not to look like fools and barbarians, especially after they talk so much stuff about black people rioting over political issues, if it was in the best interest for Peyton to win. These are just my assessments. These are just, you know, logical conclusions that I've come to, you know, thinking about it. So, you know, it would behoove the powers that be to maybe issue certain statements or edicts or unwritten rules that is probably in the best interest of everybody if Peyton won. It certainly looked like Cam wasn't playing to his best ability, not because he was injured, but it almost seems like if he was, you know, down in spirits. Now, who knows why he was down in spirits? And his team absolutely was not playing to their best. Neither team was actually playing to their best, but, you know, the calls from the refs didn't help out the Panthers, that's for sure. So then we get to the halftime show. I didn't think anything of it. First of all, I saw the Beyonce Formation video, and I thought the video, you know, I was like, okay, the song is, you know, it's, but I like the words of the song. The beat of the song could have been, you know, but that's how Beyonce does. She'll put out a song with a beat, and you'll be like, it's blah. And next thing you know, 5 years later, you're like, ooh, that's my jam. You know, I was the same way with Partition. I didn't like the song when I first heard it. Now, when I want to listen to some Beyonce, I'll put on some Partition. Because, you know, when you listen to it, like, oh, that's a hot beat. You know, it's probably just ahead of its time or something. She does that too. You know, there's a lot of artists. You know, they start getting ahead of their time, and the music is beyond the listening taste of the current audience. And then 2, 3, 4, 5 years from then, you know, it's hot. You know, black people have been doing it for years. You got to think, we made every single type of American music it is, basically. We've made, you know, that all the American dances, what they call them Americans, really black folks dances. It's black folks music. It's black folks cooking. They call it American cuisine. You know, the slaves were creating those dishes because they were getting the slops and the crabs, and they had to make stuff taste good. So, you know, and then, so what happens is, you know, you get the blacks to make jazz, and then, you know, the racist whites call it nigger music. 10 years later, they're playing jazz. The same thing with R&B. They didn't listen to it. They didn't buy our R&B. Now all their stars are singing R&B. And it goes on and on with blues, with hip hop, with dance, with everything, you know. Even in the Sprint commercial, they had a white boy doing the robot. Sorry, Sprint, I won't be getting you. You're going to just cultural appropriate and not have the original people dancing in the video? No, that's no good for me. That's like a commercial with black folk, you know, doing something that the Italians originated, you know, having a black person play Caesar, you know, it's not gonna happen. You know, they would be having cows and fits. So, you know, anyway, so yeah, Beyonce is kind of ahead of her time. But when I listened to the words on Formation, I was like, she's really saying some deep stuff. You know, most people, you know, most of Beyonce fans just be like, yes, but you know, they don't really pay attention to nothing. They'll attack you if you hate Beyonce, which is ridiculous. Y'all leave no room for people to have an opinion about Beyonce, which turns off other people that could be fans of Beyonce. So y'all got to stop that. Y'all have to stop that. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So anyway, so Beyonce is like, you know, she giving these words, and I'm listening to the words, and I'm looking at the images, and I'm like, you know, and I even wrote as soon as I saw the video on my Facebook page at VJ McCoy Radio Show Host. I was like, you know, this is crazy. I'm like, she killed this video. She killed these words. She's unapologetically black. She's saying, I like my man with his big nose. I like my baby with her kinky fro. You know, and then she's showing, you know, a little black boy with his hands thrown up, and then the police throwing their hands up. She's showing a New Orleans police car drowned. You know, in Hurricane Katrina, you know, and it was just, she was talking about how she's from Alabama, New Orleans, and, you know, just really self-affirming. She, you know, her own affection for her own culture, which, you know, I don't understand why so many people don't want black people to like black people. And they don't want us, you know, and you know, it's plenty of coons out there that don't like black people. Ben Carson, what's the pretty girl name? She always putting a foot in her mouth. Stacey Dash with her stupid self. You know, and other coons, Raven Simone. Sometimes Raven is a coon, sometimes she's not. You know, she's real like a Oreo Sundae or something. Sometimes she's black, sometimes she's not. You know, but most times, most of us, you know, it took us a long time to like playing black. And I'm not going to say I like all black people, because all the black people that's going around shooting folk up and robbing folk and selling drugs and walking around with 12 kids and 18 baby daddies and begging on the bus stop to get on the bus and begging and loose square, I don't like all that. I don't claim them as being part of black people. Y'all may claim them. That's part of our problem too. Y'all got to stop claiming the worst parts of us. White people, yes, they have their problems, but they also have some good things about them. You can't just, you know, be saying that white people is all evil and they just did all. I mean, they have done some evil things, but they have done some great things. And one great thing you need to learn about white people is white people will disavow the worst of them in a minute. They are not claiming some white lady. They didn't name white people the ones that came up with the name white trash and rednecks and stuff. Black folk, y'all gotta stop. Y'all disavow the wrong people. Like, Stacey Dash, she's a coon. Yes, she is a coon. But I saw a meme somewhere that said, we trade Stacey Dash and Raven Simone for the Mexican drug guy. Wait, hold up, y'all. We don't trade them for him. Because, let's be honest, they're not fighting for our rights over there in Mexico. The black people in Mexico just got recognized after being there 2 million freaking years. The Olmecs from Africa, who came over and basically started the whole entire South American culture when they taught the Aztecs and stuff and made it with them, they've been there for years. Ain't nobody been recognizing the blacks in Central and South America. So, yeah, we ain't trading nobody. Raven and Stacey, they either got to get it together or they out. But if you ain't one of us, you ain't one of us. Now, you can stand for us and be with us. We can't be trading our own for people that ain't right. You know what I'm saying? We can't do that. That's not what's going to happen. So Beyonce does this wonderful video. I thought it was wonderful. She does the song. The beat was lacking, but I'll probably end up liking the beat anyway later on. So she does this video, and I'm like, yeah, this girl, this is what I'm talking about. And then some old dumb, some dumb black people in the world. We just got to admit, just like y'all won't say a lot of white people is evil, we got to miss a lot of dumb black people, a whole lot. It's so many dumb black people, sometimes I'll be like, oh, my God. This is why evil people are so able to take advantage of, because we just don't want to be smart. So one lady was like talking trash about Beyonce. Like, one black lady was talking trash about Beyonce and saying, that she should have been stood out. She should have been stood up for black rights, and she should have been stood up for this and that. And, I had to go off. I'm like, lady, do you know this lady has been wearing black stuff all down through the years? She has been standing up for black rights. You just don't know it. You ain't paid attention. I said, that's a married woman. I said, she bucked the system anyway. She didn't go out screwing people like a lot of these other stars that have kids so they can add her to the thing. She had a child while she was married, stayed married, been married. It's rumors some man cheating on her. She's still with him. That's the epitome of a good black woman. Now, we ain't going to all say, Beyonce, no rocket science or nothing, but there's some smart stand up in there somewhere. She has been an example. And then, then the lady will say, oh, well, she has half naked and all that. Okay, and what's your point? Because your black super self, when you go to them Tyler Perry plays, and when you go to them Church Lady plays with all them half naked men on there, and you all swooning all in the audience and stuff, you ain't saying nothing then. And then you praising Jesus all up in the same place. Shut up, please. Beyonce is an entertainer. She's an entertainer. This is what she does. And let's just be honest. Had Beyonce stood up for black rights all years ago, she wouldn't have had the clout to pull off what she pulled off. A lot of y'all be moving out of y'all season, doing stuff out of your season. See, and that's what's done with you dumb. You're just dumb. She did it in season. She did it when she had the clout where it wouldn't affect her, where she would make the biggest splash, where she could influence the most people. Had she did this 5, 10 years ago, she wouldn't have the clout with your stupid self. So stop saying what black people should have stood up when. Stop saying Jada Pinkett should have stood up 2 years ago, 3 years ago. No, she shouldn't have stood up. No. She should have stood up this year when white people who worked on movies with black people got nominated and the black people didn't get nominated on the same movies. That was when she should have stood up. That was the perfect time to stand up against the Oscars with your dumb self. That's another problem. Your black people, you're always going in on each other. Always going to. You don't see white people going on in on each other like that? Even when they do something stupid. Even back in the days, a white person could have been guilty of sin. They was going to get off. The white cop was going to let a white person off. Easy, unless they was poor. Y'all go in too quick on each other. You try to find too much dirt out on each other. I don't care what you do. As long as you ain't out there shooting no other black people and selling no drugs, whatever, do whatever you want to do. If you want to, you want to swing off trees with monkeys, long as you get yourself up and go to work, take care of your kids. And hopefully all your kids got the same baby daddy. You know, I would say husband, but y'all act like y'all don't believe in husbands and wives in our community. Anyway, so we had all this racism going on in up leading up to the Super Bowl, and then we had Beyonce coming out talking about she proud to be black, she proud of her hair. See, another thing too is people only have power over you when you envy something that they have. And for the latter part of 400, 500, 600 years, white people have convinced the world that they are to be envied. So you had black people, especially black, you know, God save black people, you know, they were doing their thing in the civil rights in the 60s, but they were all screwed up. They weren't really trying to be independent of white people. They were looking for acceptance of white people and tried to fit in, which was just ridiculous. It wasn't going to ever happen. So they envied white people. They wanted their hair straight. They wanted the features. They wanted white people to accept them. So when Beyonce says, "I like my child's nappy hair," that takes away power from saying, "Oh, our hair is straight and luscious and beautiful." When she says, "My husband has a big nose, big nostrils, I like that," that takes away the power of somebody saying, "Look at you with your big nose." You know, they used to talk crap about our lips, but, you know, nowadays, they every time you turn around, somebody getting a lip injection or getting their lips turned out or something. And they used to talk about the women's butts, and now you turn around and they're getting butt lifts and stuff. You have to recognize the trick of an enemy that hates you for no other reason that you are you. You know, we have it in the black community, too. We call them haters. Y'all know what's black. If you be in a black community and a brother get a decent job and he try to stay in the community to show other younger people, you know, that he got a decent job, that's, you know, some old ignorant black fools come out there and shoot him up and kill him. That happens. Oh, that nigga think he better than us, and they kill him. Y'all have to make a stand to tell them, niggas, y'all have low IQs. You're dumb. You go around killing the only thing that's bringing money into the community. You go around jealous of the only person that's being an example when you could be doing the same thing or more with your dumb self, with your low IQ self, because you're too stupid. All you could do is sell little squares on the block. All you can do is shout weed loud, loud, loud all day, because that's the extent of your IQ. You can't think of nothing more complex than loud. Ah, see, you know, we got to fight stupidity within our race and evil from without our race. Catch that. So, you know, Beyonce, you know, it's telling you to love yourself, to love where you come from, to love, you know, and I was just, you know, that was just a breakdown of, you know, the whole kind of Super Bowl thing. Take it what you may. I'll tell you now, if Cam had won, it would have been a lot of right racist people out there gnashing their teeth, burning down cars, acting a fool. And the media, of course, would have tried to spin it, but it wouldn't have been no way to spin it because, you know, like those white terrorists in Oregon, they negate them every name in the book but thugs and terrorists. But you get some black protesters that don't have a piece of a gun or a bullet or nothing, and they're a terrorist organization, according to media, and the racist white people, you know. You make sure when you talk about white people, you make sure that you don't categorize them all as being the same, which is why I say racist before I put the white people that let you know there's a difference, just like it's a difference between niggas and black people. And let's just be honest, it's a difference. If we could take all the niggas and the racist white people, put them on their own island, let them kill each other, it'd be just wonderful. Because they both just ain't no good. Ain't nobody getting better. Nobody's growing. But hopefully, you know, Beyonce has forged, and I do see a lot of other stars who were silent on the matter, opening up their mouths, you know, defending her, which they should, you know. And people say, well, they waited for her. Okay, and a lot of people waited on Dr. Martin Luther King. A lot of people waited on Rosa Parks. What's your point? What are you waiting on? What are you doing? Because before you criticize anybody else, black or white, I need to see what you're doing. I need to see who you've helped, who you've sent to college, who you've helped fill out a financial aid form, who you've helped do a resume, who you've helped do get a job, who you've helped learn how to interview, who you've helped encourage to go to school, who you've given some condoms to so they won't have kids. You know. You can't give me no constructive criticism on me or nobody else until you've constructed something. So where are your buildings? Where's what have you built? You know. I know it's tight, but it's right. This is just a nice little word from VJ. You know, I be back to my normal funny self. I think I'm going to move to Saturdays, though, because y'all know I be doing stuff. I be writing, and I work, and I'm in school, and I go to the gym. I done lost a whole bunch of weight. I'm gonna be hot this year, I promise y'all. You know, but I think I'm going to move to Saturdays. So me and Izzy and Nikhil, we all busy, y'all. See, Nikhil and Izzy aren't on with me today. But we are busy, so and I would like to film live with them. Izzy is gonna move far away into a new house, and then Nikhil is bought her house over in Baltimore somewhere. So you know, we all pretty busy. We all been doing stuff. We got a caller on the line. What's up, caller?
What's up, young man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
It's Pianki. I'm calling from the Midwest. I was listening to your dialogue, and I really like the things that you put together. I appreciate it. You know, you was talking about the performance that Beyonce put on, and the game was not fixed. There's other reasons why come. It went the way it went, and I've seen young stars and young teams do that before. But, you know, her performance was a very good performance, the message that she sent. And you're right, there's people out there that hate to see that. And she done the right thing. And one of the reasons why I come up, she was able to be performing there is because of the presence of black males, African-American males in the NFL. And they have a leverage. And that leverage should also, not only in professional football, also but college football, college basketball, professional basketball. That leverage should be applied toward getting blacks into those activities that go on off the court and off the field that's required for the game to be telecast, for the games to happen, i.e. your concessions, marketing, advertising, sports medicine, biography on players, ambulance services, and so on and so on and so on. So we need to have a stronger presence in those areas also. You kind of understand what I'm saying.
I do understand. That is a really, very, very good point. Because when you look at, you know, the water boys, and I read somewhere that a water boy at the NFL typically makes like $60,000 a year, and they don't look like me. You know, if the black stars, you know, are you know the money makers, their influence should reverberate out so that. Business and commerce is extended to, you know, the people that look like them as well. That is a very, very good point. You know, I did a short show today because my co-hosts aren't with me, so we're about to go off the air. But thank you. What's your name?
My name is Pianki, and I'd like to send you something because I've done a white paper on Ferguson since we live not too far from there. And
okay, you know my Facebook, right?
No, I don't, but you got a pencil and paper. I want you to take my email down and you email me. My email is L as in Larry. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
L as in Larry, C as in Charlie, Steel, Steel, at Mindspring, MindSpring.com. You send me an email because I want to send you something. I want you to have it because you're a young person and you like to talk.
All right, I got it. All right, this is the VJ Whatever Show. Y'all check us back out. I think we're going to go to Saturdays. Remember, Justin Bieber said, "What do you mean?" That's my song. Make sure you know what they mean when they say it, and see y'all next week.